Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming. Remember, he that overcometh all things, he's going to enter into that inheritance that belongs to him. Praise God. And we're talking about overcoming disobedience in your life. If we disobey, we are refusing to obey, and we are or failing to obey and not carrying out an order that God has given us. Obedience is, of course, choosing to obey and doing what is ordered. We're going to carry out the Word of God, and God's Word is the rule and the authority of our life. Remember, obedience is never out of a have-to, it's out of a want-to. It is a willing obedience. If you ever do things out of a have-to, there's no fruit in it. You do it with willing obedience because of the fact that you want to follow the ways of the Lord, because you know that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and that you are totally submitted and yielded unto Him, and you want to follow His way. We saw in Joshua 5:6, where the fact that because of the children of Israel's disobedience, they would not obey the voice of the Lord, they were consumed out there in the wilderness. They never entered into their land, even though they were trained up as men of war. They'd come out of Egypt, and that speaks of the church that's been born again, that came out of the world, that are trained up in the ways of God. But if they do not obey God's voice and do what He tells them to do, then they will not enter into the promises of God in their life. We saw in Judges chapter 6, where they didn't obey. And because they didn't obey, they were brought into bondage in the hand of the Midianites. And it is important that we learn to obey, otherwise place will be given to the devil, who's our enemy, and we will go into bondage in areas of our life. In 1 Kings chapter 9, they were cut off from the blessings of God. Why? Because of the fact that they would not walk in obedience to what God told them to do. They didn't walk in integrity of heart. They didn't walk in uprightness. They didn't do the things that they were commanded. They didn't keep the statutes and the judgments, the things of the Word of God. They turned away from following the Lord because they walked in their own ways. They went and served other gods. They served themselves. They served other gods. And many people are serving the gods of the world, the god of sports. They're serving the god of whatever they want, our own idolatry, serving their own pleasures. Don't do that. If you do that, you're going to see the blessings are going to be cut off in your life. We also saw the scripture over in Job 36, where it says, if you obey and serve Him, you'll spend your days in prosperity and years in pleasures. You may say, boy, I haven't been seeing any prosperity or pleasure going on in my life. Well, then who are you obeying? Are you obeying God? If you're obeying God and serving Him, the Bible's true. You'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure, because God's going to bless you. But He says if they obey not, they're going to perish by the sword, and they die without knowledge. We know that through one man's disobedience, sin has opened. Many were made sinners, and we see that disobedience opens the door for sin, the law of sin and death, to operate in our life. But obedience brings grace reigning through righteousness, producing the life of God in us. Of course, the children of disobedience are those of the world that are walking according to the course of the world. They have turned away from the ways of the Word. The Bible says that if we walk after the ways of the children of disobedience, then the wrath of God would come. That's the judgment of God, and judgment comes to the house of God. God's judgment is in His Word. His Word is set. If you choose life, you will live. If you choose death, then death will come upon you. You will get exactly what you choose. He's set it before us. Life and death, blessing and cursing. Whatever you choose is what you're going to get. God's Word has said it. And it's, of course, the fact that when you walk in the ways of darkness, you've given place to the devil. And boy, the devil will come in and bring destruction in your life. Galatians chapter 3, we saw the scripture where it said that they started out obeying the Word, but then all of a sudden they quit obeying the truth. They began in the Spirit, but then they quit walking in the Spirit. They started walking after the flesh. and of course they were brought back into bondage. And we saw in Titus 1:16 where it says that they profess that they know God. That's people that say, oh yeah, we know the Lord, and you know, I go to church and I love Jesus. But he says in works they deny him. You can't say out of one corner of your mouth, oh yeah, I know God and I believe God and I love him and I really know the Lord, but in the same time in your works, in your actions, deny him. If you deny him in your actions, in your works, the Bible says that they were abominable. They were disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. You've got to learn to obey what God's word says. If you really know God, you're going to do exactly what he says, and you will not deny him in your actions. In Titus 3:3, it says, we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. And Jesus showed up and he delivered us, praise God. You know, we were disobedient and foolish and deceived, and we were serving diverse lusts and pleasures in the past, and living in malice and envy, and getting involved in anger and hatred and strife and bitterness and these kind of things. But now that Jesus has come on the scene and the love of God's come, we have been changed on the inside. As we get renewed to the truth, we choose to walk in God's ways. Now, if you're born again and you're still walking in the ways of foolishness and being disobedient and serving your own lusts and pleasures and still involved in hatred and anger and rebellion and disobedience and strife and all these things, you need to get in the Word of God and get yourself renewed to the truth and overcome those areas of disobedience in your life. And start walking in the ways of the Lord. God has set his way before you, and you need to submit to it and walk in obedience to it. In 2 Thessalonians, the Bible says in chapter 1, verse 8, it says, in flaming fire they were taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Judgment came on those that were obeying not the gospel. Well, what do you think is going to happen to us? Don't wonder why the blessings aren't coming in your life. If you obey, you're blessed. If you disobey, then curses will come upon you. In Hebrews 2:2, the Bible says, if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. See, every sin, transgression, and disobedience, it received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How can you escape if you neglect the great salvation and the way of the Lord that he has set before you? You're not going to escape. You're going to see that destruction is going to come your way. Your sin and your disobedience will receive a just recompense of reward. You know, God's not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, then you're going to reap life everlasting. Praise God. 1 Peter 4:17 says, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. For if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Judgment comes in order to get us in line. God's word, of course, is the judge. We've got to choose to submit to his word, and in areas where you have been disobedient, you need to repent. If there's areas where you've known the truth but you failed to obey, those are sins of omission. That is still disobedience in the sight of the Lord. You need to start doing what God tells you to do in his word. Romans 6:12 says, let not therefore sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't let that thing reign in you anymore. Verse 16 says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Whatever we yield ourselves to is what we're obeying. And it says, to whom, that shows we're yielding to a person. You're not just yielding to a thought or yielding to a desire or yielding to something of the world. You're actually yielding to a person. You're yielding to the devil if you're disobeying God's word, or you're yielding to Jesus if you're obeying the word of God. If you disobey, you're giving place to the devil. Whoever you yield yourself a servant to obey, then that's whose servant you are. You can be a born-again Christian and still a servant of the devil because you are yielding to him by not obeying God's word. But if you obey the Word of God, then you'll be blessed. It says, of sin that produces death, or of obedience unto righteousness. God be thanked, we were the servants of sin, but praise God, we're not anymore, because we're the righteousness of God. You've obeyed from the heart as you take the Word for that form of doctrine delivered to you, and praise God, then we, through obedience unto righteousness, that produces holiness in our life. Romans chapter 7, verse 22, Paul said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In verse 23, he says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, and with the flesh, the law of sin. If you will obey God's word in your mind, then you will serve the law of God and you'll be blessed. If you just follow whatever you feel, whatever comes to you from the flesh and your own desires, contrary to the word, then that is disobedience, and you will serve the law of sin, and it will bring destruction upon you. It is important that we choose to be obedient to what God's word says. We've got to learn to be obedient in all things that he set before us. We can't just walk in our own ways. You know, Jesus was one who humbled himself. Philippians 2:8. The Bible says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We've got to obey what God's word says and obey what he tells us to do. Peter was one who said we ought to obey God rather than man. Obey what God tells you to do, praise God. Children are supposed to obey their parents in the Lord. We're supposed to obey the Word of God. Servants are supposed to obey their masters. See, God set before you His Word, and we're supposed to obey and do what He says, not what we want to do. If you don't walk in God's ways, then destruction will come upon you. Remember, He has set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. If you obey, then you will be blessed. But if you disobey, then curses will come upon you. And Deuteronomy 28:1 says that if we will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, observe and do all his commandments which I command thee this day, then the blessings will come upon us. And that's what we want to see in our life. So be obedient to God's word and watch his blessings come. We have a tape, Overcoming Disobedience, $2. Write me, David Middleton, 23 Morris Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, and we'll get it to you. See you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close